You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Aaron Rodgers isn't coming back, right? Like, he's not. How is there a point of return from this? Like, I don't see it.
The only way Aaron Rodgers comes back is if they rework his contract and that he has significant ties to the Packers for future years. That's what he's worried about. Ever since Jordan Love got drafted, he's been worried that they're going to give him the boot, just like they gave Brett Favre the boot when Rodgers was there. The way the contract is set up now, it's basically year to year for the Packers, which they absolutely want in case he falls off, gets hurt, whatever. Rodgers is smart enough to see the writing on the wall. That's why he's stomping his feet and holding his breath, because he wants a reworked deal that secures his future in Green Bay. If they can get that to his liking, that's how I think it comes back. But until then, he does strike me as the kind of guy that's like, okay, I'll go do Jeopardy. I'll go do other stuff and forget it.
So I thought about tweeting this on Monday night, and then I knew we were going to talk about this. And so I'm waiting to tweet it with the episode because I'm a company man. You know, the tired, wired, inspired meme. So tired is Aaron Rodgers hates the Green Bay Packers, right? Wired is Aaron Rodgers is doing to the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love what Brett Favre did to the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. Inspired is Aaron Rodgers is doing this to Jordan Love because he knows that Brett Favre doing it to him made him an elite NFL quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers actually loves the Green Bay Packers so much that he's ensuring that Jordan Love will have the same chip on his shoulder for his entire NFL career. So he'll be an incredible quarterback. I don't know how I'll fit this into less than 280 characters with the episode link, so that challenge is on me. I slacked this to Stats on Monday night. BLG, the world regards Aaron Rodgers as this like king of psychological warfare, right? Like, everybody loves to talk about that. And it's like, I know Terry Bradshaw went a little like hot take sports radio-y about it on WFAN, but it is a fair point that it's like, dude, how are you so unbelievably threatened by this situation? Like, even if it's not Jordan Love, even if it's just the Packers, like, just leave. Look, just, I mean, like, people love to say like, oh, Aaron Rodgers wants what Tom Brady wants. Does he really? Because like, he's potentially facing an opportunity where the Packers will move on from him. And then he could just hit the open market. I mean, this actually is a little bit backwards in my mind, because in this hypothetical, Green Bay accrues capital for him. Like, if he really hates them, then just keep balling out until they cut you and then move on, because you're Aaron Rodgers. You're the king of psychological warfare. It's very strange how he's so, you know, incredibly impacted by all this.
So Aaron Rodgers has all of the leverage. Like, he can just retire. The Jeopardy thing, by the way, is so clearly, I think I said it at the time, like, it was so clearly, I mean, I'm sure he's interested in it too, but it's such like a power move in terms of like, hey, I can just walk away and do this. Like, it's that is totally not like irrelevant. Like, that was part of his thinking. That's how Aaron Rodgers thinks. So, you know, I think you can say he shouldn't feel a certain way, but he can. The bottom line is he is afforded to, because he has all the leverage. There's no precedent, by the way, too, like trading an MVP, the NFL MVP, like 1 year. Like, it's just like he's in the spot where he can either get what he wants and the Packers cave, or he retires. I kind of think it's interesting how he doesn't have a no trade clause. I'm almost wondering how that didn't happen. Because, you know, you look at Russ, you look at like Deshaun, like these quarterbacks have no trade clauses, and that would give him even more leverage. But I think even without that, he still has a ton. And I think ultimately, like, he is going to get what he wants, right?
Maybe. I mean, the Jeopardy thing is weird because it's not like he needs another gig. It's not like, well, if he didn't have the Jeopardy thing, we would be wondering how Aaron Rodgers would keep his lights on. Like, the dude's rich. He doesn't need another job after football. I just think that if he wants the GM to be fired, I don't know that that's actually going to happen. And like, why should you fire Brian Gutekunst? Because he drafted, I mean, don't get me wrong, I thought it was crazy to draft a quarterback when they did, but like,
trade up to do it, by the way.
he's going to get fired for that? Like, that's just not going to happen. So they need to just give Aaron Rodgers the contract he wants. Dude's playing at an MVP level. They've been to the NFC Championship every year since they hired LaFleur. Like, they have every reason in the world to get this thing right. And this is where I feel like not having an owner hurts the Packers. I feel like a real owner, a centralized person, could get everybody in a room, clunk their heads together until this whole thing got straightened out. They don't have that, and this is the mess that they're in. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero setup developer-first environment combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.